ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। ज्ञानविज्ञानयोगो नाम सप्तमोऽध्यायः। As I said, jnanam, vijnanam, knowledge of Bhagavan's form is jnanam. Knowledge of Bhagavan's nature, essential nature is vijnanam. We'll understand Bhagavan's rupam as well as swarupam. And understanding what is, in what form Bhagavan obtained, what is essential nature of Bhagavan in the form of universe is what? It's called jnanam vijnanam. So having the word jnanam also means knowledge. The word vijnanam also means knowledge. But knowledge of what? Knowledge of rupam is jnanam. Knowledge of swarupam is vijnanam. And having the knowledge of rupam and swarupam is complete to knowledge of the Lord. Total understanding of concept of the Lord. Second verse. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vaksham yaseshatah yajnatva neha bhuyonyat jnatavyam avasishyate. We saw Bhagavan saying in the second verse, I shall explain to you both jnanam and vijnanam, and knowing which jnatavyam na avasishyate, there will not be anything which is yet to be understood afterwards. So understanding, having jnanam and vijnanam will be a complete knowledge, purnam jnanam. After knowing which, one need not know anything else. Jnatavyam na avasishyate, we saw that. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. I'm simply reading out the verses. Bhumira, we'll see, we left last class. We have seen already more than 10 verses, I think. Bhumira.
14 verses.
Yeah. Bhumira po nalo vayuhu. Kammano.
Sorry, Swamiji. I think we have done the 13th verse last time.
Yeah, yeah. Now you guys do the 14th verse today. Yeah. Okay. I'm simply reading. Bhumira po nalo vayuhu. Khammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti rashtadha apareyamitastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat etadyonini bhutani sarvani tyupadharaya aham krishnasya jagatah prabhavah pralayastatha mattah paratam nand chidasti dhananjaya mayi sarvamidam protam sutre maniganaiva. Rasohamapsu Kaunteya Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayoho Pranavasarva Vedesho Shabdakhe Paurusham Drushu punyo gandhav prithivyancha tejaschasmi vibhavasau jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapaschasmi tapasvishu bijam mam sarvabhutanam viddhi partha sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejasvinamaham balam balavatam asmi kamaraga vivarjitam dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha ye chaiva sattvika bhavaha rajasastamasaschaye mattaye vetitan viddhi natvaham teshu temahi tribhir gunamayair bhavaihi ebhis sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhijanati mamebhyah paramoyayam. So why mam ebhyaha param avyayam na abhijanati? This, the people here, this world does not know me. Bhagavan says know me means what? Does not understand the sarupam of the whole Bhagavan. The truth of the universe is not clear. Why? Because there's delusion. And delusion is caused by what? Delusion is caused by these threefold. Tribihi gunamayaihi bhavaihi. These sattvic, rajasic, tamasic vrittis which rise in the mind, because of these vrittis, here the world is delusion. Therefore, even though the truth is always there, people are not able to see the truth. That's why the wise person, what is Bhagavan for the wise person is the world for an ignorant person. What is world for an ignorant person is a Bhagavan for wise person. The same object, two ways of seeing it. Wise person sees the world as Bhagavan. Bhagavan's form sees the world as Bhagavan, and the ignorant person sees Bhagavan and as the world. We have covered this many verses. Now we'll see the 14th verse. Daivi hesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So I explained this also last class. Yesha maya. Iyam maya. Esha maya. This maya. Duratyaya. Very difficult to cross. Dur means difficult. Duratyaya means difficult to cross. And what is this maya? Gunamayi maya. The power of reality known by the term maya. The power is powerful now. Very difficult to cross. And what is this maya? Gunamayi, which alone expresses itself in the form of, in threefold forms. Gunamayi. And this power, the power of reality, known by the term maya, belongs to the reality, the power of reality. Therefore it is daivi maya. See, daivi esha, daivi maya, esha gunamayi maya duratyaya. Bhagavan says mama maya, my power. When Bhagavan says my power, understand it, power of reality, power of the Lord. It is gunamayi maya, which alone expresses itself in the form of sattvaguna, rajoguna and tamoguna. What is sattvaguna? Expression of power of reality. What is rajoguna? Expression of power of reality. What is tamoguna? Expression of power of reality. Therefore, this power of reality, which alone is endowed with these threefold powers, one, three in one, and that power is divine, daivi, gunamayi, esha, duratya, difficult to cross. So how can we cross? Crossing means, why it is difficult? Because this maya definitely is of the nature of undergoing changes, and because of this power alone, the manifestation is possible, vrittis are possible, delusion also is possible. Therefore, how can we overcome this? And Krishna says, Mameva ye prapadyante, ye janaha mameva prapadyante, those people who surrender to me alone, te yetam mayam taranti, they alone overcome this maya, they alone cross over this maya. So which means, mameva prapadyante, I explained very well last class, I'm sure. Those who are committed to the pursuit of this knowledge, unless and until you commit yourself to the pursuit of knowledge, unless and until we understand what the truth is, there's no way of resolving the maya. Without having resolved the maya, the power in its own sarupam, there's no way of overcoming it. Overcoming maya means having the power resolved in its own source. Having the power resolved in its source is possible only if we know the source of the power. And knowing what the source of the power is, knowing the truth. Knowing the truth is knowing Bhagavan Swarupam. Knowing Bhagavan Swarupam means knowing Bhagavan Swarupam, obtaining as one's own Swarupam. Knowledge of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, is the only means of resolving the power. Only means of overcoming the power, only means of crossing over this power. Therefore, Krishna says, mayam yetam taranti. The clue has been given. How can I overcome the power of maya? The delusion is caused by the power of maya. And the delusion, we can't help going through samsara. Samsara has to, we have to free ourselves from bondage, samsara, then delusion has to be resolved. We must have the discriminative understanding for which we need jnanam. And we need jnana means we have to become committed to the pursuit of knowledge. And being committed to the pursuit of knowledge is in fact surrendering ourselves only to Bhagavan. That's the only way we can overcome this maya. That is what is implied, meant in the previous verse. Okay, 15th verse. Namam duskriti no modha, namam duskriti no modha, namam duskriti no modha, prapadyante, prapadyante naradhamaha, namam duskriti no modha, prapadyante naradhamaha, mayaya pahrita jnanaha, asuram bhavam ashritaha, namam duskriti no modaha, prapadyante naradhamaha, mayaya pahrita jnanaha, asuram bhavam ashritaha, namam duskriti no modaha, prapadyante naradhamaha, mayaya pahrita jnanaha, asuram bhavam ashritaha. See, interesting. In previous verse, Bhagavan said, only those who surrender to me can overcome this maya, can become free from bondage. overcoming Maya, crossing over Maya means freeing oneself from delusion. Freeing oneself from delusion is, in fact, attainment of knowledge. That's what is meant by the word surrendering oneself to Bhagavan. Mameva ye prapadyante. Bhagavan said that. Surrendering only to Bhagavan means what? I want jnanam, I want jnanam, I want jnanam, I want jnanam. I must have jnanam. I can't afford to miss jnanam anymore. I must have jnanam. If that's firm, and okay, the burning thirst for jnanam is there, then commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is there, one can overcome, cross over Maya. We saw that. Now Krishna says in this verse, Dushkritinaha mudaha nara adhamaha mamna prapadyante. See, there are, but still, even though this is the only way, there's no shortcut method, there's no other way. If there are two, if we do have no choice, we don't have any choice. Should I go this way or that way or that way or that way, some other way? Is there any choice? There's no choice. Be very careful here. There's no choice. The only way we can cross Maya, we can overcome Maya, is by surrendering ourselves to Bhagavan, which means by being committed to the pursuit of knowledge of who Bhagavan is, what the truth is. By knowing the truth, we can resolve Maya in its source, which is called overcoming Maya. There's no other way. There's no other way. So, but here, Krishna says in this verse, but people do not surrender. Unfortunately, people are not given to the pursuit of knowledge. People are not given to the pursuit of knowledge. People are not inclined for the pursuit of knowledge. People are not interested in knowing the truth. Why? Because people who are not inclined for the pursuit of knowledge, who are not interested in knowing what the truth is, what Bhagavan Swarupam is, are the people who do not surrender themselves to Bhagavan. So, na prapadyante, do not surrender to Bhagavan. Do not aspire for jnanam. They're not inclined to know. They're not interested in knowing what the truth is. Why? Krishna says, those people are dushkritinaha. Dushkritinaha. Because they are people of wrong actions. Dushkritinaha. People of wrong actions. People who were driven by their desires. Who involved themselves in wrong actions. Always they were doing things which were against Dharma. Therefore, people of wrong actions who have accumulated papam, and they are dushkritinaha. See, even to have aspiration, even to aspire for jnanam, you must have punyam. If you don't know no punyam, you will not be inclined for jnanam. I want to know who Bhagavan is. I want to know Bhagavan Swarupam. I want to know what the truth is. I want to know Bhagavan Swarupam obtaining as my own Swarupam. The desire for knowledge is possible only if we have punyam. Only if we have punyam means we must be mentally subtle. We must be subtle-minded to aspire for jnanam. To be subtle-minded, to aspire for jnanam, we must have punyam. But here, the people who do not have punyam, who are not subtle-minded, who are very gross in their thinking. There are many people who are very, very gross in their thinking. Why they're gross in their thinking? Because they have papam in their account. Why papam? Because they do things driven by their desires. They do things which are against dharma. Therefore, doing wrong actions all the time, and they earn papam, therefore dushkritinaha, they are not subtle enough to aspire for jnanam. Dushkritinaha. And they are dushkritinaha. already we are deluded, and being wrongdoers, we'll be more deluded. That's why mudaha. Mudaha, they're totally deluded. See, all human beings are deluded naturally because of ajnanam. But here, these people, Dushkrutna, who do wrong actions again and again, accumulate papam, who remain gross, continue to be gross in their understanding. So continue to be wrong, gross in their understanding. Those people, what happens? I don't know. I have allowed already. So, gross in their understanding. No, those people, duskritinaha, mudha, deluded. So, deluded people, wrongdoers, wrong people who are involve themselves in wrong actions, which are against dharma. And those people, nara adhamaha means naraha, human beings. Nara adhamaha means what? People of inferior caliber. Okay, people of inferior caliber, very, very mean-minded people. Nara adhamaha, the crooked, the ordinary, the mean-minded people. People of inferior caliber, wrongdoers, deluded people, they do not surrender to me. They do not surrender to me means what? They do not surrender to me means they are not inclined to know the truth. They do not aspire for jnanam. Okay? And they do not even, when they do, people who do wrong actions, they do not even use their willpower. They abuse their willpower. Then, dushkritinaha means people of wrong actions. People who accumulate papam, they abuse their willpower. They misuse their willpower. They do not make the appropriate use of willpower. They do not make use of the knowledge of right and wrong. Therefore, and such people, definitely they do not surrender to Bhagavan relatively also. Where is the question of surrendering of themselves to absolutely? No way of, they do not surrender to Bhagavan at all. Okay? Therefore, duskritinaha, mudaha, nara adhamaha, mam na prapadyante. So, duskritinaha, naradhamaha, mudaha, all adjectives. The naradhamaha. They do not surrender to Bhagavan at all. Means, they are not at all interested in knowing what the truth is. They cannot know. And not only that, mayaya apakhrita jnanaha. Mayaya apakhrita jnanaha. So, apakhrita jnanam means, jnanam means discriminative knowledge, viveka. Discriminative knowledge, discriminative understanding is viveka jnanam, which jnanam is jnanam. And what happened? There, this discriminative understanding of right and wrong also has been apakhritam. It is snatched away. Their discriminative understanding has been snatched away by their delusion. The discriminative understanding has been snatched away by their confusion, by this desires. Maya means maya. Here is the power in the form of varieties of thoughts. Now, completely they have been ignorance. The discriminative understanding of right and wrong also has been snatched away by their ignorance. And such people, asuram bhavam ashritaha. And asuram bhavam, asuric nature. Asuric nature is called asuram bhavam. They are given to the nature of demons. They are very much, they're given to the nature of demons means they have demonic nature, asura bhava. So they are like demons. The behavior is like demons. They have the nature of demons. Which means they are, even the human beings, they're human beings in, they're animals in human forms. Because for a person, for a human being to become, the human being is eligible to become the most evolved being. A wise person is the most evolved person. A jnani is the most evolved, most mature person. For a human being alone has this opportunity, chance to become the most evolved. No other living being has this opportunity to become the most evolved. In jnanam, one can, that is the, how far the evolution can take one. You say, how far a person can evolve. No, how mature a person can become. If you say, becoming a wise person, becoming a jnani is becoming the most evolved, becoming the most mature person. And that jnanam, seeing all that is only Bhagavan, the second thing other than Bhagavan, in that aham brahmasmi, everything else is only manifestation of only truth. There's neither I nor the world. All that is there is only the truth, only Bhagavan. This is the most mature person's vision of the fact. And for such a vision, for a person to become the most evolved, most mature, one must be relatively mature. A relatively mature individual is the one who is aspiring for jnanam, who is adequately subtle-minded. To be subtle-minded, to be inclined for jnanam, to be interested in jnanam, to become eligible for attainment of jnanam, one must surrender oneself, one's will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. One must live a life of karma yoga. One must be committed to live a life of dharma first. He must be a sukriti, not a dushkriti. A person who lives a life of karma yoga is a sukritina. All karma yogis are sukritinah. Whereas they alone, karma yogis alone surrender themselves to the pursuit of knowledge. Whereas karmis, what they do? They are not even sukritinah. They are dushkritinah. Which means they do not surrender their will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma. They transgress dharma in their activities, in their behaviors. Therefore, there is no such a thing called surrender at all in their lives. Therefore, they're very gross-minded, doing a lot of wrong actions and remaining grosser and grosser. Completely, even their discriminative understanding which Bhagavan has naturally given to them. As a human being, the knowledge of right and wrong is already given. Even that jnanam Bhagavan has given has been completely snatched away by their ignorance. And the behavior is completely adharmic. Therefore, they are like human being, animals in human forms, and they are given to the demonic nature. Asuram bhavam ashritaha means they are like asuras. And such people, they do not surrender at all to Bhagavan. Okay. So unless what is the hint here? Unless we make efforts, we take initiative to live a life of karma yoga, we commit ourselves to live a life of dharma, we accumulate punyam, unless we take care of our mental subtleness, preparedness, there's no way, unless we live a life of dharma, there's no way of even becoming inclined for jnanam. Bhagavan is indirectly mentioning here. Namam dushkrutino modaha prapadyante naradhamaha mayayapahruta jnanaha asuram bhavam ashritaha chaturvidha bhajante mam. Very interesting and important verse of Bhagavad. Many, all verses are important. This is another beautiful, important verse. please note here, because many people have some confusion about the bhakti. What about bhakti? What about bhakti? Isn't bhakti enough to attain jnanam? Isn't bhakti enough to become, attain moksha? Why should we need jnanam? Why do we need to live a life of bhakti? Why do we need to do anything? Why do we need jnanam? Why should we study shastram? Why do we need to study Upanishad? Why can't we simply pray, worship Bhagavan? Why can't, just simply by being religious or being devoted to Bhagavan? Can't I attend moksha? People ask. What does it mean by saying being devoted to Bhagavan? What is devotion? That is made very clear in this verse. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukruti norjuna. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukruti norjuna. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukruti norjuna. Artho jignyasurarthi, artho jignyasurarthi, artho jignyasurarthi, jnani cha bharatarshabha, jnani cha bharatarshabha, artho jignyasurarthi, jnani cha bharatarshabham. Artho jignyasurarthi, jnani cha bharatarshabham. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukruti norjuna. Artho jignyasurarthi, jnani cha bharatarshabha. A slight deviation, the topic. I do remember, Bhagavan Krishna remembers that he has to give us the complete knowledge of Bhagavan. Which means we need to have jnanam and we need to have vijnanam. We need to understand what is the form of Bhagavan and what is the essential nature of Bhagavan. What is Bhagavan's Swarupam? What is Bhagavan's Rupam? We need to understand. And he already introduced Para and Apara Prakritis. Both Prakritis constitute Ishvara. And both Prakritis, Apara Prakriti of Bhagavan is in the form of matter. Para Prakriti of Bhagavan form of consciousness. And with these two Prakritis constitute Ishvara. One aspect alone does not become the Ishvara. Both the aspects together constitute Ishvara. So here we have to understand, but in between is a small deviation, how important it is for us to surrender commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, attainment of knowledge of what Bhagavan is the absolute surrender. Until jnanam, to prepare one's mind for jnanam, surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma is relative surrender. So surrendering oneself to Bhagavan is very important for this jnanam and moksha. The Bhagavan made it very clear. And then, even though Bhagavan has blessed us with this jnanam, still people abuse their will, they do not make use of the will, and they do not, then they, even their knowledge is completely robbed away by ignorance, and they become the gross-minded people, nara adhamaha, mudaha, duskrutinaha. They do not surrender at all. We saw that. Now, Bhagavan makes it very clear. There are four types of devotees. Four types of devotees. Chaturvidhaha mam bhajante. Chaturvidhaha mam bhajante. Chaturvidhaha janaha mam bhajante. Bhajante means worship. The word bhajante also means attain, reach, know, worship. So many meanings are there. He says, Arjuna, there are people, four types of devotees among people. There are people who are four types of devotees who worship me. Chaturvidhaha, chaturvidha bhajante maam, jana sukruti darjuna. In the previous verse, he talked about the dushkritinaha, people of wrong actions, people whose actions transgress universal values, who accumulate papam, the wrongdoers, who are not conscious of dharma, we saw that in the previous verse. And in this verse, he talks about sukritinaha. Dushkritinaha means sinners, wrongdoers. And sukritinaha are right people of right actions, people who consciously make use of their knowledge of right and wrong, who make the best use of their willpower, who always choose to do the right actions, who consciously refrain from wrong actions, knowingly who do not do any wrong actions, are the people of right actions, who earn punyam by the righteous actions, or sukrutinaha. Sukrutin shabdaha. Nakarantaha pullingaha sukrutin shabdaha. Sukrutin, sukruti, sukrutinau, sukrutinaha. Okay? Sukruti, nominative singular. Sukrutinau, sukrutinaha. So people of righteous deeds, people of right actions, people who make the best use of their willpower and knowledge of right and wrong, and people who are committed to live a life of karma yoga or sukrutinaha. Okay? But here, so whoever understands the existence of Bhagavan, whoever has some respect, and whoever worships Bhagavan, whoever seeks Bhagavan's grace, Bhagavan's help, whoever is praying to Bhagavan, they're all sukrutis, Krishna says. Sukrutinaha means people of punyam. People who have punyam are sukrutinaha. Sukrutinaha janaha, punyavantaha janaha, people who have some punyam, they are of four types of devotees. Chaturvidhaha, mam bhajante. Mam bhajante, four types of people who have punyam, they worship me. Four types of devotees are there. Okay, mam bhajante, sukrutinaha janaha, chaturvidhaha, mam bhajante, they worship me. And who are they? Artaha. Artho jignyasur arthaarthi. Artaha arthaarthi jignyasuhu jnani. Artaha artho. You break it. Artaha. Artaha. Artho. You break it. Artaha. So the second word is jignyasuhu. Third word is artharthi. Fourth word is jnani. I'll repeat it. Artaha jignyasuhu artharthi jnani. Got it? Four words. Artaha jignyasuhu artharthi jnani cha and Bharatarshabha. She is addressing Krishna, addressing Arjuna as Bharatarshabha. Bharatarshabha. Bharatarshabha means exalted among the Bharata family members. Oh, exalted among Bharata's family members, Bharata clan, Bharata dynasty. Hey Arjuna, hey Bharatarshaba, Arjuna, sukrutinaha janaha chaturvidaha mam bhajante. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukrutino arjuna. So hey Arjuna, hey Bharatarshabha. Sukrutinaha janaha chaturvidaha mam bhajante. So people of righteousness, people who have accumulated punyam, were given to, okay, they, four types of people worship me. So here, there are Arthaha, Jignyasuhu, Artharthi, Jnani cha. So here, Arthaha, can you hear me clearly? Okay. Like how you have the ice cream van comes in London with a bell on the roadsides. Some advertisement here. Okay. So Arthaha. Arthaha is an adjective. And the word, the adjective is what? Artha. Artha means distressed. Distressed. Sorrowful. Unhappy. Distressed, sorrowful, unhappy person with lots of problems is Arthaha Bhaktaha. Which means Arthaha Bhaktaha, Arthaha, add the word Bhaktaha to it. See, there are some people who do think of Bhagavan at all time. They think of Bhagavan, they think of going to the temples or the praying to Bhagavan only when they are in trouble. Only when they have suffering in life and they go through problem after problem in life, they do not know how to overcome and they desperately seek some solution for their problem and then they worship Bhagavan. So people who worship the Lord, pray to the Lord only when they are in trouble, when they are in distress. And they are called distressed devotees. Arthaha. Arthaha singular. Okay. Artha Bhaktaha. What devotee he is? He is a devotee. Simple devotee. And such a devotee does not have Purushartha Nischayaha. Arthaha Bhaktaha, he is Sukruti, he is a Punyavan, he has some Punyam. Why? At least he is praying to the Lord, he is worshipping the Lord, at least when he is in trouble, at least when he is in distress, at least when he is suffering, he is thinking of Bhagavan, therefore he has some Punyam that he is able to think of praying to the Lord, worshipping the Lord, some Punyam he has. Therefore, he is a Sukruti. But still, when does he worship? Only when he is in trouble, when he is in distress. Such a devotee is a very, very ordinary devotee, which means he has no Purushartha Nischayaha. He does not know his absolute, ultimate purpose of living this life is Mokshaha. Ultimate purpose of living this life is discovering moksha. He does not know. So he is not committed to the pursuit of moksha. Therefore, he does not know the value of knowledge. Therefore, he is not committed to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth. Therefore, he is not interested in self-knowledge or knowledge of the truth. He is not at all inclined for jnanam. And he does not even know the value of dharma. He may or he may not live a life of dharma. But occasionally he is religious. He is worshipful and prayerful when only when he is in trouble. He is a simple religious person who worships Bhagavan to his convenience only when he is in distress, when he is in trouble. So he may be an ethical person, may not be an ethical person. So he is not at all spiritual. Okay. A simple religious person who worships the Lord when he is in trouble. he may be ethical, may not be ethical. Definitely he is not at all spiritual, because he is not committed to the pursuit of knowledge, because he does not know the value of knowledge, because he does not know, because he has no purusharth nischaya. He has no moksha, is not his ultimate end. Simple artha kamas are his ends. Therefore, such a devotee is called artha bhaktaha. Then next devotee, you have jignyasuhu. We understand jignyasu later on. Let us understand arthaarthi second. So artha bhaktaha, and second type of devotee is arthaarthi bhaktaha. Artha means security, wealth, fame, name, popularity, everything is artha. Artharthi means, artharthi bhaktaha means, this devotee is a different one. He worships Bhagavan, he is praying to the Bhagavan, but not for the knowledge of what Bhagavan is. He worshipping Bhagavan, praying to Bhagavan only for accumulating what he doesn't have and to preserve what he has already got. His interest, he seeks Bhagavan's help and support and grace only for artha kamas. He prays to Bhagavan to bless him with more and more of wealth and security and pleasures. Those who worship Bhagavan pray to Bhagavan for accumulating, for security in terms of wealth and other prosperity, and for enjoyment of pleasures, who seek Bhagavan's grace. Such devotees are all simple devotees or artharthi bhaktas. Artharthi bhaktaha. So artha is the one who worships the Lord when he is in distress. Artharthi is the one who worships the Lord seeking the Lord's grace and help for artha kamas. So this artharthi also doesn't have purusharth nischaya. For him, moksha is not the ultimate end. Moksha being the ultimate end is not very, he is not known to him. He does not have any clue about the value of knowledge. Therefore, he is not committed to the pursuit of knowledge. And he doesn't even know the value of dharma. So he may be an ethical, may not be an ethical person, but he is not at all spiritual. A simple religious person who is seeking Bhagavan's grace only for artha kamas. For artha kamas are the ultimate goals for him. He is artharthi bhaktaha. These two, artha bhaktaha and arthi bhaktaha, otherwise called artharthi bhaktaha, are simple devotees, simple religious people who are not spiritual at all, who may be ethical, may not be ethical, who do not have purusharth nischaya, who have no clue about the knowledge, value of the knowledge. Simple devotees. And the third type of devotee is jignyasuhu. Jignyasu bhaktaha or jignyasuhu. The word jignyasuhu is a desiderative word. Jignyasuhu. Yes, see, if you know, if you take this word, jnatum icha. Take these two words. Janati knows. Ichati likes or wants. Jnatum to know. Ichati wants. One who wants, desire to know, want to know is called jignyasa. Desire for knowledge. Desire to know. Want to know. Okay, desire for knowledge is called jignyasa. And the one who has desire for knowledge, one who is desirous of knowing, one who wants to know is called jignyasuhu. Jignyasa, noun, jignyasuhu, adjective. Jignyasa, jignyasuhu. Jnyatum, iccha, jignyasa. Jnyatum, iccha, yasya, saha jignyasuhu. So, the one who is desirous of knowing what? Knowing what? Desirous of knowing what? Any, we may be cooking jignyasus, we may be cricket jignyasus, we may be computer science jignyasus, we may have desire to know many things. But here jignyasu bhaktaha is the one who is desirous of knowing who Bhagavan is. The one who desperately, one who wants to know who Bhagavan is, what Bhagavan is, where this Bhagavan is sitting, who this Bhagavan is. I've been praying, the whole world is praying, there's so many people in so many religious forms, there's so many religious discipline following, people worship the Lord, pray to the Lord, they fight against each other. But who this Lord is, where this Lord is, the thinker devotee. Other two devotees are non-thinking devotees, simply God-fearing, no? Simple ordinary people, not very great people, are not subtle-minded. The thinkers who are given to this thinking, who question, where is this God, who is this God, how God is, how worship is significant, how prayer is efficacious, how it is useful. So those who want to understand what Bhagavan is, such a thinker devotee is a jignyasu bhaktaha. And not only that, being exposed to the teaching, he also has analyzed the purusharthas. Therefore, this person who has purushartha nischayaha, only if the purushartha nischayaha means the person who knows the ultimate purpose of living this life is nothing but discovering the freedom which is already there. Therefore, the purpose of living this human life, ultimate purpose of living this life is very clear for this person. Moksha being the ultimate goal, choiceless end is very clear. This person has purushartha nischayaha. He is definite about his purpose of living this life. Therefore, he also knows the value of knowledge of the truth. Because he knows the value of knowledge of the truth, that knowledge is the only means of attaining moksha. And he is committed to the pursuit of knowledge. And he wants to know what the reality is, what the truth is. If I am the reality, what am I? Who God is, what God is? One who wants to know, such a devotee who wants to understand Bhagavan, the Lord is jignyasuhu, jignyasu bhaktaha. And Krishna says, this jignyasu bhaktaha is a real devotee. Jignyasuhu. So for him, artha kamas, jignyasu bhaktaha pursues artha kamas, but artha kamas are only relative ends. Artha kamas are not the absolute end for him. He knows he pursues artha kamas for living this life. He knows the value of dharma. He is committed to live a life of dharma. And for him, even dharma is not the ultimate end, nor living a life dharma is to prepare his mind for jnanam, because jnanam is the ultimate end, because jnanam itself is moksha for him. Such a devotee, a karma yogi or sannyasi, is a jignyasu bhaktaha. That is why whether a person is given twofold disciplines, or a discipline of karma yoga or jnana yoga, a person is given to two different lifestyles as a karma yogi or a sannyasi, bhaktihi is a common element. Bhaktihi means a desire for knowledge. the thirst for knowledge of who Bhagavan is makes the person a real devotee. Jignasu Bhaktaha. Then if a person is Jignasu Bhaktaha, naturally being given to dharma, being given to live a life of karma yoga, in due course of time, this person really becomes qualified for jnanam. Such a person will not be deprived of knowledge. He definitely, he'll be blessed with the jnanam. And one who he attains knowledge, if he has a clear vision of who Bhagavan is, one who understands the truth of the universe as Bhagavan, obtaining as one's own real nature, there be one who sees oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, the whole, one who has a clear vision of who Bhagavan is, one who sees oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, such a devotee is Ajnani Bhaktaha. Ajnani Bhaktaha, wise person. Ajnani is the exalted among devotees. Sreshtaha Bhaktaha, the best among the devotees. Best of the devotees, the most exalted among all the devotees is the wise person, Jnani Bhaktaha. So one must become a real devotee, a Jignasu Bhaktaha, in order to become a Jnani Bhaktaha. Is it clear? Jnani Bhaktaha is the most evolved, most mature devotee. Is a wise person. In whose vision Bhagavan is non-separate from himself. In whose vision one's own self is non-separate from Bhagavan, the whole. In whose vision all that is there is only the truth, which is Bhagavan. In whose vision all that is there is only Bhagavan. There's no second thing other than Bhagavan. One who sees the whole universe as Bhagavan. One who sees universe as Bhagavan's form, universe as Bhagavan, and one who sees the abstract reality as the Swarupam, the pure knowledge, pure consciousness as the Swarupam of Bhagavan. One who sees the whole universe as manifestation of knowledge, which is Bhagavan. And such a person is Jnani Bhaktaha. And he is the most exalted of all the devotees. And we all have to be Jignasu Bhaktas. Thereby we can become the Jnani Bhaktas. Okay. So Jnani Bhaktaha is the one for whom the worship and prayer have come to an end. Wise person need not pray to the Lord. Need not worship the Lord. Why? The prayer, the worship, all his efforts, religious disciplines he followed have culminated in the vision of one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan. The clear understanding of Bhagavan. Therefore, this is how people are. The wise people, wise person is the Jnani Bhaktaha. Hey Bharatarshaba, Jnani Bhaktaha. And for which one must become a Jignasu Bhaktaha. These two are the real devotees. First two types of devotees, Artha Bhaktaha and Arthi Bhaktaha, are simple people, the non-thinkers. They do not have any Purushartha Nischaya. They do not have any clear understanding of definiteness about the goal, the knowledge. They do not know the value of knowledge. They are not committed to the pursuit of knowledge. They are simple people, simple devotees. But they also have some punya vai. At least they worship Bhagavan when they are in trouble. At least for wealth, artha kamas, they seek Bhagavan's grace. You see, in all religious cultures, there are lots and lots of people who worship and pray, go in crowds, you see. You ask, they don't have the Purushartha Nischaya. They're simple people. Therefore, Krishna says, so the bhakti is not a separate path. Is it clear? Bhaktihi is not at all a separate path. Bhaktihi is a common element. for both a karma yogi and a sannyasi. Okay? So, Krishna says this verse, this is what four types of devotees. And now we can decide whether we are whether I am an artha bhaktaha or artharthi bhaktaha or jigyasu bhaktaha, or we should decide which devotee we are now. Okay? And if we were only artha bhakta or arthi bhaktas, now high time, better we become jigyasu bhaktas. Once you become a jigyasu bhaktaha, you can become a jnani bhaktaha. Which means, bhaktihi is a common element. I want to know who Bhagavan is. This desire for knowledge, he makes a person a real spiritual person. Okay. Chaturvidha bhajante maam janasukrutinorjuna artho jignasurarthaarthi jnani cha bharatarshabha. You can see this. Hey Arjuna, hey Bharatarshabha, sukrutinaha janaha chaturvidhaha maam bhajante. Artaha jignasuhu artharthi jnani cha. That's all the first order. What's the next verse? Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha. Eka bhaktar visishyate. 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 Priyo hi jnani no tyartham. Priyo hi jnani no tyartham. Aham sacha mama priyaha. Priyo hi jnani no tyartham. Aham sacha mama priyaha. Priyo hi jnani no tyartham. Aham sacha mama priyaha. So having talked about four types of devotees among all the people, now Bhagavan is highlighting the jnani bhaktaha in this 17th verse. He says, tesham, I taught to kesham, among whom, remember we taught kesham, kasam, we learned, here tesham, among of all those four types of devotees. Tesham chaturvidha bhaktanam. Of those four types of devotees, artha bhaktas, artharthi bhaktas, jignasu bhaktas and jnani bhaktas, of all those four types of devotees, tesham jnani nitya yuktaha. Jnani bhaktaha nitya yuktaha. Jnani, the wise person, one who has discovered the whole jagat, who has the clear understanding of the fact that Bhagavan, the God or Lord, is nothing but the very reality, very truth, which alone is manifest as this universe. About the whole universe, is manifestation of reality is Bhagavan's form. Whole universe is Bhagavan. this Bhagavan who is the form of whole universe is the very truth, and the truth of the whole universe is the truth of one's own self. Therefore, one who sees one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan, one who sees Bhagavan as the whole, one who does not see second thing other than Bhagavan here, all that is, he is only Bhagavan. Such a person is a jnani bhaktaha. A jnani bhaktaha, he says, that jnani nitya yuktaha. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha. Nitya yuktaha means what? He never loses sight of the truth. He never loses sight of the fact that all that is there is only Bhagavan. There's a second thing other than Bhagavan. Because for him, Bhagavan is a concept, a fact, which he has clearly understood. Therefore, Nitya Yukta, who is ever steadfast in his vision of Bhagavan being the whole. Jnani is the one who is ever steadfast in his doubt-free vision of Bhagavan being the whole. In whole, he doesn't see himself as individual outside of Bhagavan. Therefore, Nitya Yukta, Jnani Nitya Yuktaha, Tesham. Therefore, Jnani is the most exalted among all those four types of devotees. Tesham, of all those four types of devotees, Jnani is the most exalted because he is Nitya Yukta, he is ever steadfast in his vision of Bhagavan being the whole. He says, Yeka Bhaktihi Visishyate. Yeka Bhaktihi Visishyate. Yeka Bhaktihi means his devotion is undivided. Yeka Bhaktihi means undivided. What does it mean? For him, Bhagavan is not one. Bhagavan is not in many form. Lord, gods are not many. God is not one. For him, what he sees only Bhagavan. In his vision of Bhagavan, what is only Bhagavan. God is one, it's a problem. Gods are many, it's a problem. What is only God means it is Eka Bhaktihi, which means he does not see a second thing other than Bhagavan. Therefore, it means second thing other than Bhagavan means for him God is essentially the formless abstract reality, which alone is manifest in the form of innumerable countless forms which constitute the whole cosmos. Therefore, for him, there's nothing other than Bhagavan here. What is only Bhagavan. Therefore, his devotion is what? Eka Bhaktihi. His devotion is undivided. Eka Bhaktihi. And that devotion is visishyate. His devotion of seeing Bhagavan as the, seeing the whole as the only Bhagavan, his undivided devotion is, this excels. Visishyate means excels. His devotion excels. His devotion excels means he is the most exalted among the devotees. His devotion alone excels. Why? Because he says, Krishna says, Priyaha hi jnaninaha atyartham atyartham aham. Atyantam priyaha aham. So he says, for a jnaninaha, for a wise person, jnaninaha for the wise person, aham atyantam priyaha. I am dearest to the wise person. Krishna says, Bhagavan says, Bhagavan is dearest for the wise person, to the wise person. Why Bhagavan is dearest? Because Bhagavan is his own self. Who is dearer to me? I myself am dearer to my. There is nobody else is as dear as yourself to you. There's nobody else is dearer than yourself to you. So Bhagavan is one's own self. Bhagavan is one's own swarupam. Therefore, Bhagavan is the dearest to a wise person. And second thing, aham atyantam priyaha, sahacha mama priyaha, and he is dear to me as well. He is beloved to me. He is dear to me. I am dear to him because for a wise person, Bhagavan is non-separate from himself. And he does not see himself being separate from Bhagavan. For him, the wise person sees oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan is his own swarupam. If a person has understood the truth, Bhagavan is the truth, and what is the truth? It is the very truth of I, content of I. The reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is the truth of everything, is the content of I. Therefore, the Bhagavan in the form of truth is the truth of I, one's own self. Therefore, one does not see Bhagavan as an object. For a wise person, Bhagavan is not an object. Bhagavan is not even the subject. Bhagavan is the very content of I. Bhagavan is truth, one's own self. Who is Bhagavan? I, myself, am Bhagavan. Aham Brahma Asmi. For the person, for a wise person, Bhagavan is one's own self. Therefore, Bhagavan is dearest to him. And for Bhagavan, this devotee is, wise person is dearest, dear to him, dear to Bhagavan. Aham atyantam priyaha, sahacha mama priyaha. He is dear to me, I am dear to him, because for a wise person, there is no second thing other than Bhagavan. And he sees one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan. This is the clear vision. So, Tesham, therefore Bhagavan says, who exalts? Visishyate exalts. Who exalts? What exalts? Who is exalted? Wise person is exalted because his devotion exalts. His devotion exists. Why? Because eka bhaktihi. Eka bhaktihi means what now? Having the vision of everything being Bhagavan is eka bhaktihi. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha eka bhakti. Tarvisishyate priyo hi jnanino tyartham aham sacha mama priyah udara sarvaye vaite udara sarvaye vaite jnani tvatmaiva me matam udara sarvaye vaite jnani tvatmaiva me matam asthita sahi yuktatma mamevanuttamam gatim udara sarvaye vaite jnani tvatmaiva me matam asthita sahi yuktatma mamevanuttamam gatim udara sarvaye vaite jnani tvatmaiva me matam asthita sahi yuktatma mamevanuttamam gatim. In the previous verse, first Bhagavan talked about four types of devotees among people, and he said how wise person is exalted, how his devotion is Eka Bhaktihi, which alone excels. And now he says, so once you understand these verses, we can see we also, our devotion must be such. So if at all we want to be devoted to Bhagavan, we must become dear to Bhagavan. So Bhagavan should become dear to us. The only way of becoming, being the best among devotees means becoming dear to Bhagavan. Becoming dear to Bhagavan means seeing Bhagavan as one's own self. As long as you see Bhagavan as an object other than you, you are not dear to Bhagavan. You are Bhagavan, okay? As long as Bhagavan is an object other than yourself, then you still, Bhagavan is away from you, distant from you, different from you. If you see Bhagavan as an object, you are seeing Bhagavan as an object, means you are seeing Bhagavan as someone away from you, distant from you, different from you. We see Bhagavan as your own Swarupam, then you can see Bhagavan being the only Swarupam of everything. Then you see yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan. You see Bhagavan as your own self, means you are, then Bhagavan is not an object, Bhagavan is not a subject, Bhagavan is the very truth of I. Then that is how Bhagavan becomes dear to you. You become dear to Bhagavan. What is that which makes them? That's why jnanam. That is why we must aspire for jnanam. I want to become the exalted devotee means I must have the vision of Bhagavan. I must have understanding of Bhagavan. Then you must pray for jnanam all the time. Avinayam apanaya Vishnu. Avinayam apanaya Vishnu. Avinayam apanaya Vishnu. That must become our prayer. Anyway, now Krishna is talking about other devotees in this next verse. See, udaraha sarva evaite. If you take this word, sarva, it is sarve. Eva, yete. Eva plus yete. Yevaite vriddhi sandhihi. Yete bhaktaha. All these devotees. Artha bhaktaha, arthi bhaktaha, jignyasu bhaktaha. All these devotees. At least think of Bhagavan. Therefore, all these devotees. Yete sarve. Sarve yete. Sarvaite, yete sarve, all these rest of the devotees, among the four types of devotees, jnani is the exalted we have seen. Jnani's devotion excels. Eka bhaktihi visishyate. But what about other devotees? He says, sarve yete, yete sarve bhaktaha. We had to add bhaktaha there. Yete sarve, all, sarve all, yete these. Sarve yete, sarvaite. Or yeva yete, sarva yeva yete, sarve yeva yete, yete sarve bhaktaha, udaraha. Udaraha means what? Udaraha means all of them are great, all are noble. Udaraha means all, udaraha literally means generous. But here it means noble. All of them are noble minded. All these devotees are noble. Sarve, yete sarve bhaktaha, udaraha yeva. Definitely, certainly, all these devotees are noble. straightforward, udaraha. Jnani tu atma eva. All these devotees are great, they all of them are noble, all of them are straightforward, but jnani tu atma eva. Wise person is myself. Tu means whereas. Tu, whereas. But wise person is myself. Atma. Bhagavan says, wise person for me is myself. Wise person and Bhagavan are not different, not two. Wise, jnani tu atma eva. Wise person is myself. For other devotees, I'm still different from them. I'm still something other than their own selves. All these are noble people, but still jnani is myself. Me matam means this is my vision. Me matam means my vision. In my vision, this is my vision, that jnani is myself. Jnani is non-separate from me. Bhagavan says jnani is non-separate from Bhagavan. Jnani is non-separate from Bhagavan means jnani is not different from Bhagavan. Jnani is myself. Even though all are noble. And he says, Asthitaha saha hi yukta atma mameva anuttamam gatim. Saha hi, jnani is myself. This is my vision. This is my unfoldment of the fact. This is my teaching. And second line, we have asthitaha saha hi yuktatma mameva anuttamam gatim. Yukta atma means the person who has steadfast vision. One who cannot lose sight of the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. One who cannot lose sight of the vision of oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan. One is the one who has steadfast vision. Is said to be yuktatma. Yuktatma means one whose mind is fixed in Bhagavan. One whose mind is fixed in Bhagavan means one who cannot lose sight of the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. One who does not lose sight of one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan. The one in whose vision Bhagavan is one's own self. Such a person is said to be the person of steadfast vision. He is called Yuktatma. Who is Yuktatma? Wise person. The wise person, Yuktatma, mameva anuttamam gatim asthitaha. Bhagavan, for him, mam eva. Krishna says, mam eva, me alone. Bhagavan is the anuttama gatihi. Anuttama gatihi. See, uttama gatihi means good gati. Okay? Gatihi means end, goal, is called gatihi. Anuttama gatihi means the absolute end. Anuttama, don't take it as negative here. Anuttama is most exalted end, absolute end, the ultimate end, ultimate goal, reaching which one need not reach anything else, accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were, is the anuttamagati. Anuttamagati means absolute goal, absolute end, ultimate goal, accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished as it were. One does not need to achieve anything anymore. That is anuttamagatihi. And what is anuttamagatihi for a wise person? Mameva anuttamam gatim, Krishna says. Which means a wise person has Bhagavan as the only ultimate goal. Wise person is the one who had Bhagavan as the only ultimate goal. Thereby he worked for it, he has accomplished that goal. Having accomplished the knowledge of the truth as Bhagavan, have accomplished it, and he has resorted to that as the ultimate. Okay? Asthitaha means saha asthitaha. Saha jnani bhaktaha. That wise person has resorted to Bhagavan alone as the only ultimate goal, absolute goal. Wise person has resorted to Bhagavan as the ultimate absolute end. And now he remains steadfast in his vision of Bhagavan being the whole. He has resorted to Bhagavan as the ultimate goal. Therefore, wise person is the very self of Bhagavan. Therefore, he is the most exalted. He is beloved of Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, even though all devotees are noble, wise person for me is myself. This is my vision of the fact. Why? Because he is Yuktatma, is a person of steadfast vision that he can never lose sight of the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. Doesn't see oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan. He sees always himself being non-separate from Bhagavan, and he resorted to Bhagavan as the ultimate absolute end. Anuttama gatihi. For a wise person, Bhagavan is the anuttama gatihi. Anuttama gatihi means what? That is the end. That is the goal. And he has resorted to that goal. So in two verses, having discussed about four types of devotees, in these two verses, Bhagavan really glorifies a wise person. So glorification of wise person is actually glorification of wisdom. Glorification of wisdom is glorification of knowledge of the reality. And glorification of knowledge of the reality is actually glorification of self-knowledge. Okay? If you want to see yourself being Bhagavan, better discover your own nature. Know thyself. You want to know who Bhagavan is? Better know yourself. You want to be non-separate from Bhagavan? You want to become dear to Bhagavan? You want to become the exalted devotee? Better know thyself. That's what is hinted in these verses. Okay? I'm going to stop here. Udara sarvaye vaite yete sarve udara eva jnani tu atma eva it is understood me matam. He, because saha jnani yukta atma mameva anuttamam gatim asthitaha. Udara sarvaye vaite jnani tvatmaiva me matam ఆస్థితసహి యుక్తాత్మా మామేవానుత్తమాం గతిం. So we'll continue next class. Okay.
Swamini, can I stop you here, please? In the 16, Jidnyasurarthi. Arthi, what does it mean here?
See, I said Arthaha becomes Artho. Artho, if you break it, becomes Arthaha. Then Jidnyasuhu. Afterwards, Artharthi. See, Artham Arthayate iti Artharthi. See, please listen. Arthi.
Yes.
Arthi means one who seeks. Seeker of Bhagavan's help for wealth. Artham Arthayate iti Artharthi. Is it clear now? See, Arthi means seeker. Arthi Bhaktaha means, you all say Artham. See, Artham Arthayate Artharthi. Kamarthi, Moksharthi. Is it clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Moksharthi, one who wants Moksha is Moksharthi. One who wants Jnanam is Jnanarthi. One who wants Artha is Artharthi. One who wants kama, desire is Kamarthi. Is it clear?
Yes, ma'am.
One who wants wealth is Dhanarthi.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Artharthi means Arthi Bhaktaha. Arthi Bhaktaha is otherwise said to be Artharthi Bhaktaha.
And the second one is Asthitaha.
See, asthitaha, again, is a participle which has come, which is used as adjective, one who has resorted to, given to. See, one has given to the understanding, one who has resorted to, okay, Bhagavan alone as the ultimate goal.
Thank you so much. And the third one is, when we do puja, are we separate from the God and the self? We know that, as per your explanation.
Yes. Definitely, when we worship, when we pray, definitely, you see, in if you are, when you're given to the study of the Shastram, we try to understand the fact how Bhagavan is not separate from you. The study of the scripture is also a form of worship. This is the exalted form of worship. It's called Jnana Yajna. Trying to understand Bhagavan through the study of the scripture itself is a form of worship. Studying the scripture is a form of worship. Now, when you attend the Bhagavad Gita class, you are attending a puja. This is also a form of puja. It's a form of worship. And it is called Jnana Yajna. Why Jnana Yajna? The worship in the form of study wherein you try to understand Bhagavan. Then, when we do, there's a different forms of worship. Okay, this is a form of worship. Jnana Yajnaha. Yajnaha means worship. Studying the scripture, through the study of the scripture, trying to understand the fact about Bhagavan is, understand the subject matter of Shastram itself is a form of worship, which is the exalted form of worship. It's called Jnana Yajna. Then other forms of worship we have. Suppose, kindling a fire, offering oblations, performing a fire ritual is a Vedic form of worship. There you worship Bhagavan, you invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of other natural phenomena. You have natural phenomena as symbol of Bhagavan the whole, and you invoke the grace of the Lord. There you see Bhagavan as an object. When you worship otherwise other pujas, you have a murti, offer flowers, you keep murti in front of you, keep the kalasham, or Shivalingam or go to temples and pray to do Archana, do Namaskaram, you offer oblations, do everything, Namaskaram, then definitely for you, Bhagavan, even then Bhagavan is the whole. The Murti in front of Bhagavan is not the Murti in front of you, but the Murti in front of you is symbol of Bhagavan, the whole. You see Bhagavan as an object. You see yourself being different from Bhagavan. You see Bhagavan being different from you. In worship and prayer, devotee, see, worshipper, worshipped division is there in worship. Worshipper, worshipped difference. Devotee, deity, difference is there in worship and prayer. Definitely difference is there. We must worship. We must pray to the Lord. It's called Dvaita Bhaktihi. We start with Dvaita Bhaktihi. And this worship and prayer we need in the beginning to invoke Bhagavan's grace. Isn't it? For to have, to be successful in all our efforts. Your efforts have to become fruitful and successful. We also need to invoke Bhagavan's grace through worship and prayer. Yes, Dvaita Bhakti. Definitely you are seeing Bhagavan as other, something other than yourself. And this worship and prayer, Dvaita Bhakti, should culminate in the understanding of the fact of yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan by having the clear vision of Bhagavan as the truth, obtaining as your own self. Advaita Darshanam is the culmination of your Dvaita Bhakti. The Dvaita Bhakti should culminate in Advaita Darshanam. In worship and prayer, definitely there is division. You see yourself being different from Bhagavan, Bhagavan as different from you. But study of the scripture helps you understand the fact that all that is there is only Bhagavan, only Bhagavan, only Bhagavan. Repeatedly we are listening in the class. Still we are worshipping and praying. But still in due course of time, gradually, there'll be a time all worship and all forms of prayers will culminate in the vision of Bhagavan being the whole, in which you see yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan. You will not see yourself other than Bhagavan. Where am I? What is only Bhagavan? That is the absolute surrender. I'm not even here. I'm not there at all. What is only Bhagavan? That is the vision of a fact, clear understanding. That should happen, that will happen. That's why it doesn't happen overnight. Study again and again and again in different angles. And in this chapter we are seeing what the whole Jagat is Bhagavan's Rupam. And Bhagavan is essentially a formless reality. Isn't it? That's what Jnanam, Vijnanam. That is why asamshayam samagram mam jnasyasi. Krishna said, you understand me totally. We have yet to understand Bhagavan totally, completely. And he introduces, there are only two prakritis. This is the third thing here. And two prakritis constitute Ishvara Bhagavan here. And two prakritis of Bhagavan are manifest here in the realm of the universe. You understand. In between, he just moved on to another thing. He's talking about devotees because always confusion comes. What about worship? What about prayer? What about devotees? What about devotion? Isn't devotion enough for moksha? Devotion, there's no devotion without jnanam. Okay? There's no jnanam without devotion. In fact, devotion, love for knowledge is devotion. What is devotion? That must become very clear. That's why the whole chapter we'll understand. It's a beautiful chapter. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरिः ओम तत्सत. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम.